It's the Reader's Notebook for Friday, March 29th, 2019. Today is the birthday of American retail magnate Sam Walton, born in 1918 in Kingfisher, Oklahoma. He is best known as the man who founded Walmart in 1962 and by 1990 had developed it into the largest retail sales chain in the United States. He graduated from the University of Missouri with a degree in economics in 1940 and entered a J.C. Penney Company management training program in Des Moines. He opened his own Ben Franklin variety store in Newport, Arkansas in 1945 and relocated the store soon after to Bentonville. By the early 1960s, he and his brother James operated a regional chain of Ben Franklin stores, and when that company's executives rejected his concept for a new discount store operation to be based in small towns, Walton decided to set up such an operation on his own. He opened the first Walmart store, known as Walmart Discount City, in Rogers, Arkansas in 1962, offering a wide selection of merchandise at discount prices in a no-frills setting. Large American discount store chains typically located their stores in or near larger cities, but Walton was convinced that even small towns could generate enough business to make such stores profitable. To operate in out-of-the-way locations, he situated a regional cluster of stores no farther than one day's drive from a giant Walmart warehouse that made large volume purchases and distributed the goods to stores using its own trucking service. Volume buying and a low-cost delivery system enabled Walmart stores to offer name-brand merchandise at discount prices in locations where there was little competition from other retail chains. As a result, the Walmart operation experienced tremendous and sustained growth, with 190 stores by 1977 and 800 stores only 8 years later. In 1983, Walton founded Sam's Club, a chain of deep discount wholesale warehouse outlets, and in 1988 he began opening supercenters, which added full grocery fare to the regular merchandise offerings and dwarfed even the barn-like Walmart stores in size. By 1990, Walmart stores had passed Sears Roebuck and Company to become the largest retailer in the United States. The next year, the company began its international expansion with the opening of a store in Mexico. Growth continued, either through new stores or by the acquisition of established retailers in countries such as Canada, China, Germany, and the United Kingdom. Walton kept prices and salaries low, but nevertheless inspired company loyalty in employees who retired with comfortable pensions as a result of his profit-sharing plan. He stepped down as chief executive officer in 1988, but remained company chairman. By the time of his death in 1992, his company had established 1,735 Walmarts, 212 Sam's Clubs, and 13 supercenters with a total of 380,000 employees and annual sales of nearly $50 billion. In the ensuing years, Walmart continued to grow, and in the early 21st century, it was one of the largest corporations in the world. As a result, Walton's heirs are among the wealthiest people in the United States. I'm J.D. Reeder, and this is the Reader's Notebook for March 29th, 2019. Write it on your heart that every day is the best day of the year.